Good morning from WRVO. I'm Jason Smith at 7:06. Support for this hour's news comes from the Barna Law Firm. Local union activists and community organizers are hoping to send a message to state lawmakers about Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed budget. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, they don't like it, suggesting it will increase the income gap between the rich and the poor.
There are two things that really bother Rick Neralt of Syracuse about the spending plan. The first is a proposal to tie a government's ability to keep its tax levy down to government consolidation. Neralt, a member of the CSEA, says the governor's plan doesn't do anything to lower an actual tax bill.
Because it's on the levy. It's not on your or my bill. The freeze is not on our bill. You know, I live here in Syracuse and Onondaga County. Our taxes weren't raised. Our county executive and our mayor talked about the fact that they didn't raise our taxes. But I got my new tax bills, and guess what? My taxes went up.
He says that while the levy didn't go up, the assessment it's based on did. Neralt also believes forced government consolidation is a bad move and will ultimately mean fewer services and jobs. Neralt and others at a rally at the state office building in Syracuse Tuesday are also opposed to proposed changes in the estate tax that would raise the exclusion amount from $1 million to over $5 million and lower the maximum rate from 16% to 10%. Activists believe that ultimately will only add to the bank accounts of the very wealthiest New Yorkers. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.